There's a new agent working with Florida's snail hunters, and he hasn't figured out how to behave at a press conference. He bit my microphone. This is Bear, a 3-year-old black lab being trained to sniff out giant African land snails. As Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam points out, dogs can do things that humans can't.
When we go through an area, and these men and women have been on their hands and knees with rakes, and it's August, and it's the lightning's popping, and we think that we have gotten all the snails, you can come in behind the humans.
Florida already employs 50 humans whose job is to sleuth out and destroy the invasive snails. The cost has been nearly $8 million of federal and state funding, part of which covers Bear and his training. What's at stake is Florida's agriculture industry. The snails have voracious appetites, can live up to 9 years, and can produce 1,200 eggs in a year. Even in death, the snails are treated like hazardous materials. Omar Garcia is one of the people who crawls around backyards and parks trapping the outlaw snails.
Most of them get just frozen to death and destroyed and sent well beneath the earth.
I mean, that sounds like a lot of work for a snail.
Even when we're fairly sure that it is dead, we take it to a special dump site, so there's basically zero chance that it could survive.
The assault on snails appears to be working. Snail seizures are down. But an invasive species isn't considered eradicated until 2 years after its last sighting. I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.